behave myself, but he
doesn't always.
All right. And will you put a word into these sentences? I thought you, what, coming with us?
I thought what?
I thought you, what, coming with us?
Welcoming.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And we, what, going to town?
We were going to town.
Okay. If I asked you if you do many things, you would answer, yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do.
There are a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, the roses?
It's roses plural now. Mm-hmm. What color are the roses?
All right. And you might answer, the roses, what?
Red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no,
I have not done it.
Mm-hmm. If I asked you, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, if...
Would I say on the affirmative, it's not?
Not negative. No, if...
It is not a nice day.
And how about the past tense? Was yesterday a nice day?
It was not.
Okay. And would you make a contraction out of that?
Wasn't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he, what, do that?
He shouldn't.
All right. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, what, do it?
I could.
All right. And suppose...
I don't know whether that...
Well, now... There's,
maybe that's not much.
Well, there's another conditional word. You could say, well, I could do it, if you thought you could do it. Mm-hmm. But if you weren't sure whether you could do it or not, you might say, well,
shouldn't.
Well,
might.
Might is the word that I was particularly interested in. Would you ever use the expression might could or might can?
No.
Okay.
I don't think. I might not. And I've heard that. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Let's see. Would you finish this sentence for me, please? I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. Fell down.
Almost.
Okay. A penny is one...
A noun.
A penny is one...
Coin.
Yeah. And in terms of money, it's not...
1 cent.
Okay. And a dime is...
10 cents. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. He has lived here ever, what, 1960?
He has lived here. What's that?
Okay. If somebody moved in across the road in 1960,
yes.
You'd say,
yes.
Yes. Okay.
Since 1960. Yeah. Which one?
Yes, A greeting on December the 25th is what, Christmas?
Merry.
Mm-hmm. And a sausage or a weenie in a bun is called a... put ketchup and mustard on it.
It wouldn't be a frankfurt, of course, is the right term. I like to think of hamburger is what you're looking
for.
No,
I'm thinking about a frankfurter, but I'm thinking about a more colloquial term.
Hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a sausage isn't a hot dog, is it?
To some people it is.
Well,
to some people it is. To me it's not.
No, I didn't to me either.
Now, let's see, what we're interested in this section is how you pronounce just one word.
Uh-huh.
So if I keep after you trying to get one word,
right.
That's the reason. Jesus' parents were Joseph and...
Mary.
Our first president was George...
Washington.
If a man...
He was the first president, though, of course you know.
Well, of course I know.
Yeah.
But that's what they call
him. Yeah.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
Married.
After the man caught cold, he talked like this. He got very...
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pencil and paper and what? A letter.
Write a letter.
Pen and paper, all of you. To go to New York,
is that what you want?
Mm-hmm. To go to New York, you might what? On a train.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, on Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a...
ride.
A cowboy rides on a...
horse. Saddle.
Okay. The parts of a tree that are underground are its...
roots.
You strike
don't call it roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
Mm-hmm. The soft, thick, black stuff that
the woman said to me the least. She said, "How about go on and the fire in the